Good morning. Today we have an absolutely critical question on this. We are going to culminate and complete our topic of the Kedusha of Sfarim and not putting Sefer X on top of Sefer Y. And the question, the specific question we'll talk about today is, do all these halachas that we've been going through, not putting a Nach on top of a Chumash, and not putting a Mishnah or a Gemara on top of a Nach, and certainly not on top of a Chumash, does that only apply if we are talking about a Sefer Torah, or a Sefer of Nevi'im or Ksuvim on a scroll written by a sofer? Or does it also apply for our printed Sfarim which we have? Does it apply as well when we have a Sefer, a Chumash that was printed by a printer? It wasn't written by a sofer. It's not on the special cloth of a Sefer Torah. Do these halachas apply that they have a higher level of a Kedusha? Or would we say that if it's not a Sefer Torah, it's not on a cloth, that all of the Sifrei Kodesh have the same level of Kedusha? And it doesn't matter. They were all printed. It happens to be that on the page there are psukim, that is, who printed at a printer, regular paper, and which there shouldn't be any difference between Mishnah, Gemara, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, or Chumash. So this is something that is discussed in detail by the poskim, and the Orach HaShulchan has the following shita. He says that this Kedusha, this concept of having a hierarchy of Kedusha with the Chumash at the top, Sefer Torah at the top, Chumash, and then Nevi'im, Ksuvim, etc., that applies when you have a real Sefer Torah, or you have a part of a Sefer Torah. In other words, you have Bereishis that was written on a scroll, written in the proper ink by a sofer. That's what we're talking about, that Chumash, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Sefer Torah, or the whole Bereishis scroll, Shema scroll, etc., that has a priority over a scroll of Nevi'im or a scroll of Ksuvim. But when we have a printed Sefer, it doesn't matter, meaning it has Kedusha, but there's no priority one over the other. So this is the language of the Orach HaShulchan. First, he says the Sefer Torah obviously has special Kedusha. And the Kedusha extends as well when you have Chumashim, Aksuvim, Beklaf, Leshem, Kedusha, Sefer Torah. When you have Chumashim, like a Bereishis Mos, and it was written on the special cloth, the special parchment that is used for a Sfarim, and it was written to have the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, but it still hasn't been put together, meaning it was divided up. It's separate Chumashim, Chamisha, Chumshei Torah. It has the Kedusha. It was written for a Sefer Torah, and you simply cannot lane from it yet because you need a full Sefer Torah, but it was written to be kosher as a Sefer Torah. You just have to make sure you have the full Chamisha Chumshei Torah together. So we have special Kedusha when we have a Sefer Torah. We have special Kedusha when you have one of those Chumashim written on a cloth. It simply hasn't been put together as a full Sefer Torah, but it can be. On the other hand, Aval Kishelo Nichtavu Lashem Kedusha Sefer Torah. If we have something that wasn't written to have the special Kedusha of Sefer Torah, it may be written on a cloth, but it doesn't have the special Kedusha of Sefer Torah. And Kol Shekain, if you have something written, even though it's written by hand, but it's written on regular paper, that can't be kosher for a Sefer Torah. And certainly, he said, Kal Vachomer, that you have a Sefer, like a Chumash, that was printed in all of these, even though it may look like a Sefer Torah, but it's not a kosher Sefer Torah, it wasn't written for the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, or a Chumash that was written by hand, but it's not on the cloth, it's on regular paper, and Kol Shekain, a printed Chumash, Kedushasan, Shaveh, Im Nevi'im, V'im Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. Those Chumashim, they have the same Kedusha as Nevi'im and all Kisvei Kodesh. So the Orach HaShulchan is saying something fascinating. Even though it's a Chumash, but because it's not written as a Sefer Torah, it's a simple Chumash printed, written by hand, it has the same Kedusha as a Sefer of Tehillim, or other Sefer of Nevi'im or Ksuvim, or the same as a Gemara, same as a Mishnah, same as an Achron, same as a Rishon. The Orach HaShulchan says that when you have a printed Sefer, they all have equal Kedusha. That is the view of the Orach HaShulchan. He brings an interesting quasi-proof from Rashi in the Gemara Megillah explains what are chumashim, that if you sell, there it's talking about if you sell something of higher level of kedusha, you cannot buy something of a lower level kedusha, but if you sell something of a lower level of kedusha, you have to buy something of a higher level kedusha. So there, for example, if you sold a chumash, you have to buy a sefer Torah, but if you sold a sefer Torah, you can't buy a chumash. So what's going on? What's a chumash? So there Rashi explains a chumash is sefer Torah she'ein bo ela chumash echad. It's a sefer Torah. It was written as a Sefer Torah, it was written on a cloth, it was written with a special ink, but it only has one chumash. So what we're seeing from here is that when we have a definition of a chumash, is it's on a cloth, it has special kedusha, but in the absence of that, if we don't have a full Sefer Torah or a partial Sefer Torah called a chumash, then they all have equal kedusha. He also brings a proof from a Ramah, and in the end of the day, the view of the Orach HaShulchan is as follows. Stam Svarim Kishalanu. Regular Svarim, like ours. And certainly, if they are printed Svarim, Ein Be'em Prate Kedusha Selab Kluim Kedusha Shaveh. They all have equal Kedusha. One equals the next. And accordingly, when it comes to the Halachas of placing one on top of the other, there is no priority. There's no difference between Torah Shebichsav. There's no difference between Torah Sheba'alkeh. Kulam Kedoshim, they all are holy. They all have the same level of holiness. Umanichim zelzen, you can put one on top of the other. So you can put a Mishnah, an Achron, on top of a Chumash, a printed Chumash, not a problem, because they all have equal levels of Kedusha. That is the view of the Orach HaShulchan, a contemporary, a great post, a contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, one of the greatest poskim in history. But nonetheless, when you look at other poskim, it doesn't seem that this Orach HaShulchan has been accepted lahalacha. And for example, the Tshuva Shevet HaKahati brings a proof from a Drisha. The Drisha discusses, are you allowed to bind together Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim? And he's not talking about anklaf. He's not talking about a scroll, regular Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, printed or written by hand. And he has a discussion there, can you do it? Why? Because when you open up the Nevi'im side or the Ksuvim side, it's laying on top of the Chumash. And he says the whole reason you can do it is because it's in one volume, it's permitted. But if it's not in one volume, you're not permitted to have the Nevi'im and Ksuvim on top of the Chumash. So we see here that the Drisha is not talking about a Sefer Torah or the Chumashim that could be put together as a Sefer Torah because they were written to be a Sefer Torah, they were written on the cloth in the proper ink. He's talking about regular Svarim. And we see here, based on this Drisha, that unless you bind the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim together, you have a problem of putting Nevi'im or Ksuvim on top of a Chumash. We see, not like the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan would say, because they're printed matter, printed Svarim, it's all equal, no problem whatsoever. And we see the Drisha here is saying the whole reason it's not a problem is because you're binding the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim together in one volume. But if it's not bound together in one volume, you can't put a Nach, a Sefer of Nach, on top of a Chumash. And similarly, the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak says, Le'inyan Dina, we cannot be makel on this. We cannot be makel putting lower level Kedusha Sfarim on top of others. And the same thing would apply to written Sfarim, not a Sefer Torah, printed Sfarim. And he says as follows, Shalom matzanu echad min aposkim rishonim o achronim shemekel kedas ha'orach ha'shochem. We don't find any of the rishonim or the achronim who are lenient like the Orach HaShulchan. There happen to be a couple other achronim, I believe, that do hold like the Orach HaShulchan. But nonetheless, the vast majority of poskim do not hold like this Orach HaShulchan. Ach ha-noagim l'hakal. But the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak does add on that those who are noheg to be lenient based on the Orach HaShulchan, and those who agree with them, ein limchos biyadam, we should not rebuke them, sheyesh lam mamash yismochu, because they have upon what to rely. So as we see from this, the majority, vast majority of poskim would be machmir, that we have to be strict when it comes to Sfarim, even though they're printed. But if somebody is in adherence with the Orach HaShulchan, and any other poskim will agree with the Orach HaShulchan, they would say that it's not a problem. Sifrei Kodesh can go on top of each other. You wouldn't be able to put your glasses or other items on top of the Sifrei Kodesh. That absolutely cannot be done. But when it comes to the Sfarim on each other, at least based on this Orach HaShulchan, you can be lenient. But again, the majority view is to be machmir.